With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump has tapped two of his allies to lead an effort on government efficiency. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
Trump announced last week that the world's richest person, Elon Musk, and former GOP presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy will lead a new Department of Government Efficiency. Despite the name, it will not be a government agency. Instead, it will be an outside commission to offer the White House advice and guidance. The president-elect and his staff are hoping to drive large-scale structural reform, with Trump quoting Musk in saying the effort will send shockwaves through the government system. Greg Clugston, The White House.
McDonald's investing $100 million to bring customers back to stores after an outbreak of E. coli in the West tied to onions on the fast food giant's quarter pounder hamburgers made a lot of people sick. The investment includes $65 million that will go directly to the hardest hit franchises. The Centers for Disease Control says the slivered almonds on the quarter pounders were the likely source of the outbreak that sickened people in Colorado, Montana, Nebraska, and New Mexico. When Massachusetts voters recently ditched the state's high school graduation tests, they joined a trend that's chipping away at the use of high-stake exams.
The vote leaves just seven states with mandated graduation exams, a number that could dwindle even more in the coming years. Backers of the test argue easing the graduation requirement will result in lower education standards, but critics say students who were passing their courses have ended up being denied diplomas because of the test requirement. Jason Walker reporting.
A walkout by hundreds of hospitality workers at a casino near the Las Vegas Strip is in its third day now. It's the first time 60,000 people have walked off the job there. This is SRN News. 5 years ago, the Satanic Temple here in the United States made headlines when it was designated as a church. Now a similar organization in Chile, a conservative country where half of its population of 18 million identifies as Catholic, is asking the government to recognize it as a religious association. In order to join Chile's Temple of Satan, applicants must choose a new name, normally that of a demon or a fallen angel, with which they will be identified inside the temple and amongst other associates. Experts say Chile is suffering a crisis of faith. A new study from the University of Colorado reveals that books advancing the LGBT agenda in public school libraries were the most likely to be challenged by parents. A comprehensive review of more than 2,500 books challenged in 32 states from 2021 through 2022 found many of the same titles appearing again and again. The most challenged, Genderqueer, a memoir by Maya Kobabe. This is SRN News. Well, when it comes right down to it, it is as close to immortality as any famous person will likely be able to come. Correspondent Shelley Adler joins us with a report about a Betty White forever stamp.
Many loved her as an actor, and now fans of Betty White will soon see her face on a forever stamp. One of the many great things about Betty White, who died a few weeks shy of her 100th birthday, her approach to aging in this 1995 AP interview.
I'm sad for the people that if they turn 30, I'm almost 40, and they waste a whole decade belaboring the fact that they're growing older instead of enjoying that decade.
And she would be thrilled to find out that she will be on a 2025 forever stamp, although the post office has not announced a release date yet. White, who's known for roles in The Golden Girls, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, and Boston Legal, died in December of 2021. I'm Shelley Adler.
This is SRN News.